The trope of the suffering artist dates at least as far back as 1888, when Vincent van Gogh, reportedly after arguing with the artist Paul Gauguin, cut off a piece of his own left ear with a knife. Many academics have studied this trope. Dr. Krista Taylor has studied those studies. In 2017, she analyzed the scattered research connecting artists with what she terms mood disorders. Her findings challenge and lend context to prevailing stereotypes. Taylor grew up in the United States and earned her undergraduate degree in studio art. She's now at Université Catholique de Louvain in Belgium, working as a postdoctoral research fellow at the Psychological Sciences Research Institute.
I actually began doing this research very early in my career. I went in thinking, obviously there's a connection, it's sort of a well-known cultural phenomenon that creativity is related to mood disorders. And I read some papers that pointed out that that's actually not established with research. And the very few studies that have been conducted are actually really problematic in terms of the methods that they've used.
Talk about what you did find when you started giving a more rigorous research eye to this phenomenon.
I did find that people pursuing occupations within the arts had a greater prevalence of all types of mood disorder, except dysthymic disorder, based on the available research. Assuming that this result does reflect a true sort of phenomenon that creatives are more likely to suffer from mood disorders, there are a few different theories that suggest that the cognitive processes related to creativity are enhanced in certain types of disorders, or for those who are genetically predisposed to these disorders. But I find these theories problematic for a number of reasons. One issue that I think has not received enough attention is the role of occupational factors. Some of these factors are becoming more common with the rise of the gig economy, like not having a clear career path, which can be very stressful, or even having an irregular schedule, which can lead to circadian rhythm instability, which some research has associated with depression in particular. But there are some factors that are still unique to creatives, like the personalization of creative work. So having your work be your primary form of self-expression and self-development, that can open you up to a lot of self-doubt and anxiety. It may not be as problematic for your mental health if you have the resources to deal with these stressors.
So what you're telling me, creatives who might suffer from mood disorders, it's not because there's something genetically predisposed within them to have this, but more the circumstances of this profession itself, whether it leaves them vulnerable in terms of expression and the self-doubt coming back at them, irregular hours, economic insecurity, all these external factors you're saying could just as much be a part of this as any genetic disposition.
Yes. I don't believe that it is creativity in itself that may be associated with disorders like depression and anxiety. I mean, for one reason, everyday creativity is increasingly being shown to enhance well-being. Suggesting that it is due to genetic factors sort of ignores the fact that creativity is something that is more or less normally distributed in the population. There's nobody who's truly not creative, and creative success is likely to be influenced by a lot of external factors.
So whatever's wrong, it can be fixed by, or at least alleviated through changing external factors, not that because they are a creative, that it leaves them vulnerable to mood disorders.
Yes, I think that as an artist, you may have a mood disorder, but your creativity isn't dependent on the mood disorder. The issue is that I think it's damaging to believe that if you need help and you do seek help, that that is somehow going to be detrimental to your art. And I think that's the thing that is most damaging about this idea. If you have a mood disorder, then yes, you should absolutely seek help. I don't think that it's all external factors, but I do think that if we paid more attention to the resources that are necessary to maintain good mental health, that we could prevent a lot of these deeper issues. But I think that's true for anyone, not just artists.
You just touched on something a moment ago, and I'm glad you brought this up, that some artists believe that whatever leaves them vulnerable to mood disorders also makes them a good artist. And mm-hmm. you just said something that really contradicts that thinking. Did any of the research that you uncovered find that artists who do suffer mood disorders connect it to their effectiveness as an artist?
Yes, there is some qualitative research of interviews with artists that they do believe that.
Can you elaborate a little more on that? Is that something that is culturally generated? Where does that stem from?
I believe so. I think it's a stereotype. I think it's perpetuated through the media, through our interactions with others. That's just how stereotypes work. They're communicated through a lot of different channels. And I think that the stereotypes that we have for artists are based on sort of a romanticized notion of art. Within the arts community, there is a lot of sort of niche conforming. So if you want to be seen as a great artist, and that's what you believe afflicts great artists, then I think you're more likely to affect some of those symptoms, but also put yourself in a more vulnerable position to not sort of take care of yourself, to believe that suffering will somehow enhance your art.
What do you hope your research leads to?
After much more research, I would like to develop programs that do help creatives and now others who are more involved in the gig economy, independent workers, to provide them with the resources to maintain good mental health.
Krista Taylor is a postdoctoral research fellow at the Psychological Sciences Research Institute at Belgium's Université Catholique de Louvain. We have a link to her research at bpr.org. We'll hear from a local storyteller and performer and a psychologist specializing in an artistic approach to therapy when our program continues after a short break. I'm Matt Pikin, and you're listening to The Porch from BPR News.